together we've come. From woody Wisconsin, our dearly loved home, to fight for the Union, to conquer or die, and to raise in the foe land our wild battle cry.
March away, away, away. Hearts pounding high, march away, 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 our hearts pounding high, for Hamilton's banner boys must conquer or die,
for Hamilton's banner
boys must conquer or die.
Boys are sounding good, you're sounding good.
We've left our loved kindred in far prairie land, and come forth to battle, a strong-hearted band. We could never remain in our homes afar, when honor and country called us to war.
March away, away, away. Hearts pounding high, march away, 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 away. Our hearts pounding high, for Hamilton's badger boys must conquer or die. For Hamilton's
badger
boys must conquer or die.
Boys are sounding good, you're sounding good.
Our governor equipped us and told us to go and flail out the Union's most treacherous foe, to pound them right hard on God's threshing floor, and not to return till rebellion was o'er.
March away, 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 our hearts pounding high. March for Hamilton's badger boys must conquer or die.
Very good.
Yeah. Well done, well done.
Colonel Charles Hamilton and the new commander, Nathaniel P. Banks, were added to the list of the famous that heard the music from this Wisconsin band. Banks' gathering army would move against the Shenandoah Valley, breadbasket of the South. Now, while the nature of the war began to change, conflicts within the band began to emerge. Loose band regulations led to arguments over authority. By September 1861, Kimberly quarreled with the leader of the band. He called him a fool of a Dutchman. And eventually, the officers of the 3rd replaced him with Kimberly. Oscar was proud of his appointment, but he didn't anticipate the unimaginable challenges that awaited his leadership.